It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and we're talking about Arizona's SB 1070 and the court ruling yesterday that stripped, everything from the moment that a law enforcement comes in contact with someone forward, but left everything else in, which is the national ID part. I mean, that's what happened. You know, all of this transfer, because it says that no municipality or local this and so on can prevent the transfer of data to the federal. Now, this is a national idea. They go, no, it's not. What the heck does that say? They go, no. It doesn't say it's required. It just says you can't prevent it. Now, if it required it, then it would be national ID. But it doesn't require it. It just, you can't prevent it. You know, this is how sick they are, okay? And if you don't recognize it from just that, then, I don't know what I can do for you. No official or agency of the state or county, city, town, or political subdivision of the state may limit or restrict the enforcement of federal immigration laws to less than the full extent permitted by federal law. There's your police state. Because what's going to happen is you're all they have to do is claim that it was an immigration thing. It was to determine status as a, got your papers, okay? Papers, please. And no one on a state, local, level, anyone can prevent this. What happens when they do what they were talking about in the first sentence? They find a compelling interest in the cooperative enforcement of federal immigration laws. That means that the local law enforcement are going to be embedded. They are part of this. That's what the fusion centers are all about. That's why you have Catherine Bleich and John Bush, these young activists going around the country, and they stopped here. They talked to them up in Pork Fest. They've been on the radio before. They see the infrastructure being created for this. You think it's a new thing. You think this is immigration. You think they have been looking for an angle to get into this, to do exactly this for decades. During when they first started doing computerization, John Green is one of the activists that writes on this a lot. And what made him, I'll tell you what happened. He was a young IT guy in the mid-90s that were doing this for the state of Pennsylvania. He started to realize, all his conspiratorial friends back in Utah had been telling him, hey, man, this is, and he's doing it. He's going, oh, my goodness, they're doing it. And then he would go back and find where the authorization for this came from. And it just sends you, once you get a young mind, starts pulling a thread, it happened to me. They just start going and you, wow, there's something else going here. Something evil this way comes. Now they have, B, for any lawful stop, detention, or arrest made by a law enforcement official or a law enforcement agency of this state or a law enforcement official or a law enforcement agency of a county, city, town, or other political subdivision of this state in the enforcement of any other law or ordinance or of a county, city, town, or this state where reasonable suspicion exists that the person is an alien and is unlawfully present in the United States, a reasonable attempt shall be made when practicable to determine the immigration status of the person. What did that say? Whenever there's a stop or detention or arrest, just stop. Now, it used to say contact. And they struck out contact in the when it went to the House and the Senate. They wanted to have just any contact, but that violated other parts of Arizona law that any contact, you're not required to give them ID. That was a Shelton case. He proved that. 5 charges dropped. So they go, dang it, we can't do that. Well, you're welcome on that one. But anything else, papers, please. because they're mad.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock. And one thing, I wanted to go ahead and get into more of the law here, because as you read it, there's a bunch of good spots in here, and we'll get to this. It's kind of long. We won't get to all of it, but these are the highlights. The one thing that law enforcement wanted is, because they tried to do this in Gilbert, small town south of Phoenix, it was part of the metropolitan area, and or Chandler, I think it was Gilbert. And they were going because they kind of had support of the city there, you know, got to get these illegal immigrants. And you have, you know, a lot of the guys are out, you know, in front of Home Depot or Lowe's or something, and hire me and I'll dig your ditch. Well, what they did is they went in and they just swept all these guys up. They, you know, man, if you're walking around while brown, man, you know, get on the ground, get in the van. And when they did this, they got a lot of, you know, U.S. citizens that, okay, I didn't have my, you know, whatever, I didn't happen to have, you know, proper ID or whatever, you know, and they went through all of this stuff. They're incarcerated, a lot of lawsuits, cost them millions of dollars. They went through all this. They're like, in the law enforcement, they were getting sued. The city was getting sued. Everybody's getting sued, and they were wrong. You know, I mean, they screwed up. And what they did is they're going, heck no. You want us to enforce this kind? We already went through this, you know, the police unions and so on, and we're in the cities. And he said, we're not doing it unless we are indemnified. We can do whatever. You get it to where we can set somebody on the ground and we can ask for whatever and do all, and you get it to where we cannot be challenged, then we're all over it. Until then, kiss our butt. So in this legislation, they can do whatever they want to you, and there's nothing you can do about it. So I'm going, okay. Then they have a provision in here that any Arizona resident, I'm not even sure it says Arizona resident, it says anybody, can sue a local municipality, the city of Phoenix, because they're, you know, against these mayors that are, you know, sanctioned city stuff and whatever. You can sue them for not enforcing, not asking ID. If you do not make it a policy, has to be a city policy to ask ID, or certainly, you know, to say not to, you can't, you know, not ask them or whatever. You can sue them for $5,000 each infraction that you can get. As an individual, I sue you. I want $5,000. You didn't ask. You know, it's kind of like you go check out at some retail shops, and if I didn't ask you for, if you want, you know, extra large fries with that, you get free extra large fries. You know, so these guys, yep, you stopped me. You didn't ask me for my ID. I'm suing you $5,000. How many times do you think that's going to happen before what? You know, was that part stricken down? You know, I you know, it's woo. You asked for it. Here it comes. Okay, let's see. Who is enough for the president to say? A reasonable attempt shall be made when practicable. Okay, we already did that. Any person who is arrested shall have the person's immigration status determined before the person is released. Any person that is arrested. Okay. You're under arrest, so I can determine your immigration status. So it's papers, okay. But a lot of people, they don't go one step deeper and see what this means. Listen, shall have the person's immigration status determined before the person is released. Against what list? At what age? What are the other criteria in there? If you are held, you're violating curfew, you're out, you know, you're young little hoodlums at 14 out at the mall, and you're just sitting on the thing, you know, watching the girls go by, and you're looking kind of brown, and, you know, you better have some ID on your state ID driver's license at 14 or something, or you're going to Hooskow. You know, and you think I'm kidding. That's exactly what they're looking to do. Heck, that's what they do. You go and you detain all these young guys sitting around at the mall or at the movie theater or hanging out, you know, at the park or wherever. And here comes, you know, Mr. Law Enforcement, and they're going, we are going to determine your immigration status. Whew. At what age do you have to have papers? The person's immigration status shall be verified with the federal government pursuant to 8 United States Code section blah, blah, blah. Where do they get this list? So let's assume that you got your student ID, de la, whatever. That don't mean anything. You know, you have to be on a national database. Social Security number. Your Social Security number is going to become your national ID or something linking to it or something like it. Now they say, oh, Social Security number can't be used for ID. How many times have we heard that? How's that working out for us? So there is going to be, it used to be when I had started having children in the mid-80s. When you had the children, you know, the Social Security number at the hospital thing didn't exist. I remember when I was a young man, you know, I didn't need to get Social Security number until I was, I think, 16. I had to file for a Social Security number so I could get a job, my first job at McDonald's. So I go, hey, okay, well, I can get a job card. I mean, that's how you felt about it. Yay, I got my I can get a job card. Then anyone get I can drive card? Goodman gave me the privilege. I can work and I can drive. Yay. So I'm going, okay, well, now you have to have a Social Security number to get a driver's license. You have to have a Social Security number to do anything. But it's not ID. Okay, that'd be illegal. So now they're doing it at the hospital. They're saying you have to get it, a Social Security number. They want you to file at the hospital. You can't take your kid unless you do it at the hospital. Now, people that know better, it's like, bite me, or they home birth, or they do whatever. But it used to be that, you know, before you could work, you do it. But then it's a write-off on income tax for parents. To write children off, you have to have a Social Security number. A friend of mine named Greg, I mean, he had two young daughters. He would claim them as dependents on his income tax. And they declined it, audited him, went through all kinds of crap. He had to get attorneys and everything because by declaring them as dependents without a Social Security number, they said you couldn't do it. So then when we, younger in the 80s and so on for us, we were like, okay, so we got Social Security cards for three-year-olds so that we could claim them on our income tax because we were good parents and just didn't know any better. So now to save you the trouble, they're going to do it at birth. Right now, you go to the hospital, my granddaughter, they're wanting, you know, you're going to fill out all this stuff, and we're going to get this and that, and they take a little blood sample, they put it on the thing. I mean, it is scary. And, oh, here comes all, oh, by the way, here comes all the vaccines. So you have a Social Security number from birth. Well, here you have this young Hispanic 15-year-old guy. If he's born in the United States, you know, well, then he's got a Social Security number, right? You know, give us your name, boy. We're going to check it against a national database. And all the states turn over their stuff, birth records, everything. That's part of this legislation. So I'm going, what do you think that they're going to be checking against what list? Determine their immigration status before they're released. Before you're released. And what does it say? For any lawful stop, detention, or arrest. Now, they had contact. I mean, it was papers, please, big time. But we made such a big deal out of this before because there is other Arizona legislation that says unless you're breaking the law or suspected going to break the law, you know, to commit a crime, that an officer can't just ask you for your ID. It's a unique Arizona thing that, man, we're real buttheads about that. Because what happens is as we're being activists, holding the sign, that's a crime. All of a sudden, you got to be ID'd for everything. You're videotaping a protest. You got to be ID'd for everything. That's what they want. And we've been resisting that because we see that as, man, that's a definite sign right there. I mean, you must be a criminal. You're holding a sign. Okay. The person's immigration status shall be verified with the federal government. What list are they using? Where do they get this information? A law enforcement official or agency of this state, county, city, town, or other political subdivision of this state may not consider race, color, or national origin in implementing the requirements of this subsection, except to the extent permitted by the United States or Arizona Constitution. A person is presumed to not be an alien who is unlawfully present in the United States if, okay, this is wow. It's just it's you know, the kind of thought process that goes into creating a sentence like this. Okay, now listen to the words. A person is presumed to not be an alien, okay, who is unlawfully present in the United States. You're presumed to not if the person provides a law enforcement officer or agency any of the following. A valid driver's license, a valid Arizona non-operating identification license, a valid tribal enrollment card, or other form of tribal identification. If the entity requires proof of legal presence in the United States before issuance, any valid United States federal, state, or local government issued identification. So if you show them a driver's license or state ID or a tribal thing or a U.S., you know, card or something, if you do that, then you're presumed to not be illegal. Now, then, you know, you're presumed not to be illegal if you give us all this ID. Papers, please!
There are those that just want to be left alone and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. Yeah, they're already starting to come back with video. Yeah, they're coming back here to the Freedom's Phoenix workshop, and they're starting to load up the video of people doing it's getting we'll have more for you next week. I mean, it's going to go through whenever these kind of things happen, usually you just let it go for a while and everybody get their positions and you see what the arguments are on one side and the other, and then you kind of, you know, discern it down. You go to the actual legislation, you see how it's actually being implemented, you see what's left after the court challenges. You see how it's actually affecting me. You go, and then you really learn what's really going on. What's going on? It's more power grab. I mean, it's a, you know, papers, please. A person is presumed to not be an alien who has presented a driver's license. I'm going, yeah, I mean, that should probably do it. If an alien who is unlawfully present in the United States is convicted of violation of state or local law on discharge from imprisonment or on the assessment of any monetary obligation that is imposed, the United States Immigration Customs Enforcement or the United States Customs and Border Protection shall be immediately notified. So you go through all of this, and then they're going, all right, we notify you, you know, take care of it. All right, what are they going to do with them? I don't know. Now, this is because this was the battle that you had with Janet Napolitano and Obama and these guys. Now that she's, you know, with the feds and so on, is that, okay, now we got them. Now we know this guy's an alien here. What are you going to do with them? We're not going to do nothing. You can keep them in your jail. Because, you know, it costs them money. We're all about making money. You know, this is, what's the percentage in it for us? Unless we can RICO all his stuff and take his car and stuff, you know, we don't care. Oh, that's another thing. We'll get to it in here. Part of this is that if you stopped and you pick up somebody and they are an illegal alien, or you're just to have a friend that's not here illegally, or if they, you know, whatever, you caught with your car or their car or whatever, just like the drug RICO thing, they seize your property. They seize everything, and then, I mean, you know, if it's a house that they're staying and renting, they're doing, I mean, it's just like the drug laws, okay? This is RICO statute stuff. They're going to be able to seize it. Then they sell it, and they have the proceeds go into their own little task force to go out and keep doing it. So it's a self-funding thing. You have a self-funding police state for them taking stuff. You remember when this happened before? When did this happen? It was the Jews in Nazi Germany. You know, they just go round them all up, and guess what? Your stuff's ours now. This is scary, man. I'm telling you, you do not want it. It's coming. You know, it's gonna be neon. You know, what side were you on, and why were you on it? I understand the pressure you get from a lot of people. You know, the media is amping it up. It's either you're pro immigrants coming in here and being illegal, or you're anti illegal immigrants. Is that really what this is about? It's not. It was the excuse. Whew. Notwithstanding any other law, a law enforcement agency may securely transport an alien who the agency has received verification is unlawfully present in the United States and who is in the agency's custody to a federal facility in this state or to any other point of transfer into federal custody that is outside the jurisdiction of the law enforcement agency. So this is, you know, if Phoenix gets them, they can take them to, you know, someplace outside of their jurisdiction and drop them off at the front door of some federal facility. Okay. A law enforcement agency shall obtain judicial authorization before securely transporting an alien who is unlawfully present in the United States to a point of transfer that is outside of the state. So if they're going to go outside of the state, they need to have somebody that is, you know, a judge saying they can do that. In the implementation of this section, aliens' immigration status may be determined by a law enforcement officer who is authorized by the federal government to verify or ascertain an alien's immigration status. The United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement or the United States Customs and Border Protection pursuant to, in the implementation of this section, an alien's immigration status may be determined by law enforcement officer who is authorized by the federal government. Listen to that part. You cannot determine their immigration status for, you know, the section unless what? Unless they are authorized by the federal government. Fusion centers, multi-jurisdictional task forces, local law enforcement becoming feds. You get it? You know, that's what this whole thing is about. It's this meshing of federal government into state government. And they're begging for this across the nation. Every state needs to do this. They've been trying to do this for decades. They've been trying to get local law enforcement to become federal agents. But they can't. They haven't been able to. People have been resisting based on whatever they fill in the blank. Unless it's immigration. Well, immigration. Well, heck, all the patriots and constitutionalists and every man, they're all on board. At least they're telling you that. To the point that you get into this herd mentality. You start, yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about. We had Gary Franchi, Restore the Republic. He's from, It's Ben again. See what's up. Just put this in your ear and press it. Because we got a lot of guys out in the field, and we want to make sure we're not, you know, people can get hold of us when they're getting arrested. So this is, and we'll let you know what's going on when we come back from the break. But this is the integration of local law enforcement with the federal government. And this law, and ones like it, they're going to be pushing it across the nation. This is not just Arizona. This is just a test bed for this. Because who's the governor here? Janet Napolitano. You think she doesn't know how to navigate this through here in Arizona? A lot of the infrastructure is already put there?
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
I want to break free.
Yeah, I want to break free from your lies. Let me tell you what's going on. We have one of the young men that's down there, Ben Nickel. He's a big Ron Paul supporter guy, the Levolution. He's an ASU student. He's in his senior year down there. He's a good guy. And he went with me to the Liberty Forum when I spoke in New Hampshire and played cameraman. And he says, yep, we're on the sidewalk now. You know, carrying our signs, walking up and down the street, and all the law enforcement. The reason there was so many law enforcement there, they were getting ready. And he goes, they're starting to rush us now. I'll call you back later. And all my only suggestion to him, I said, don't be on the grass. Don't be on the street. Make sure you're on the sidewalk. Because that's experience before. They go, well, he was on the street. Or they were, you know, don't walk on the grass. Didn't you read the sign? Sign, it were a sign. So he was on the side. I said, he goes, yep, I know. And I tell these guys, make sure you're on the sidewalk. So here they come right now in front of television crews. And because what? One thing that I need to know, and I've always, and this is one thing I just need to know when you're not allowed to complain. Because when it comes your turn about whatever it is that you want to complain about and you're not allowed, then you'll understand. And these young guys, they got good reason. Because a lot of times, the people from Freedom's Phoenix and from the Levolution and so on, they're not out there with the same kinds of signs. They're not out there for the same reasons a lot of Hispanics would be out there. You know, they'll be out there you know, the ones that will be on Fox News is, don't deport my mom, you know, from a little Mexican kid, you know, 3 years old wearing a shirt or something. And they're going, oh, no, we need to be, we just want to be, all the issues that have nothing to do with what the legislation is here. We go on. Except as provided in federal law, officials or agencies of this state and counties, cities, towns, and other political subdivisions of the state may not be prohibited or in any way be restricted from sending, receiving, or maintaining information relating to the immigration status, lawful or unlawful, of any individual or exchanging that information with any other federal, state, or local governmental entity for the following official purposes. Then it goes on, determining eligibility for any public benefit, service, or license provided in any state, local, blah, blah, blah. Verifying any claim of residence or domicile if determined residence is required under law, blah, blah, blah. It goes on a bunch of stuff. This is the thing. No city, state, county, other political subdivisions, or anything can in any way restrict from sending, receiving, or maintaining information relating to immigration status, lawful or unlawful. I don't know. If you're lawful or unlawful, what percentage of the people is that? I don't know. It's pretty close to, let me think, 100%. Okay? 100% of the people in Arizona will have their data shared with the federal government. And what are they saying here? May not be prohibited or in any way restricted. This is the part where we say, look, this is national ID. They go, no, it's not. How is this not? They go, it won't be prohibited or restricted in any way. It's not required to be shared. It just can't be prohibited or restricted. These are the minds you're dealing with. This is what they're talking about. If the person is an alien, determining whether the person is in compliance with the federal registration laws prescribed by blah, 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 title, what you call it, an Immigration and Nationality Act, pursuant to such and such, this section does not implement, authorize, or establish, and shall not be construed to implement, authorize, or establish the Real ID Act of, you know, yada, 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 including the use of radio frequency identification chip. Let me tell you why they put that in there. They scream saying this is not, oh, see, in there, no. This is not national ID because it doesn't require it. It's not national ID because it doesn't require the sharing of information. It just doesn't allow for you to restrict it or prohibit it. But it says it does not authorize the establishment of the Real ID Act of 2005. Doesn't even say not Real ID, just not the Real ID Act of 2005. And they made a big deal out of that in here in Arizona while Janet Napolitano, now head of the Gestapo, okay, she was governor and signed this. Nope, we're not, you know, we're not going to implement Real ID 2005. Why? Because they already had it. It's called the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative. Look it up. Google Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative. You may know it as another name, a.k.a. Enhanced Driver's Licenses. They already have biometric with facial recognition in the photos and such that are on your driver's license. That is your Western Hemisphere passport. This is what they've been talking about. And they said, no, we're not going to have it because of the blah, 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 the Act of 2000, because they already had it. It was a lie. It was a ruse. It was to be able to put it in this legislation and say, hey, man, this doesn't authorize Real ID Act of 2005. When they already have it. Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative. In fact, we have pictures that we put up on Freedom's Phoenix that between and the southern part of Arizona going over to California, I think it's El Centro or something, there's a, you know, town near the border there. You go down there and they'll have this billboard. Don't forget, you know, to have your license and stuff with you, you know, or you won't be able to, you know, get in to the United States, you know, and then it says WHTI or something, Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative. So we do shows on this. We talk about it. We're in the media. They'll never address any of this. They'll never even talk about it. Why? It's right there. Where are they getting their orders from? Who's giving them the bullet points? Who's discussing? Who defined what the issues were? The issue is very simple. If you are in support of SB 1070, you are in support of controlling our borders and all that. It doesn't even put a single person on the border. It doesn't have any enforcement of the border. Not one extra nothing on the border. It's not about that. It never was about that. And you're getting sucked into this. And because you got so sucked into it, you will defend this to your dying breath. Yeah, but we got to do something without thinking. And enslaving me and my generation and my kids and my grandkids. What does that make you? Are you on the side of what? You know, what am I trying to do here?
The Matrix is a system, Neo. That system is our enemy. But when you're inside, you look around, what do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters. The very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inert, so hopelessly dependent on the system, that they will fight to protect it. Were you listening to me, Neo? Or were you looking at the woman in the red dress?
Yeah, you were looking at Britney Spears. You know, this is... Let's go further. Let's say, you know, you're in support of this. They're not doing what you want enough. We're going to listen to this part. A person who is a legal resident of this state may bring an action in Superior Court to challenge any official or agency of this state or a county, city, town, or other political subdivision of this state that adopts or implements a policy. Now, it used to say or practice, and they struck that out because, you know, how do you define that? But they implements a policy that limits or restricts the enforcement of federal immigration laws to less than the full extent permitted by federal law. If there is a judicial finding that an entity has violated this section, the court shall order that the entity pay a civil penalty of not less than $500 and not more than $5,000 for each day that the policy has remained in effect after the filing of an action pursuant to this subsection. So what does this do? You're going to have a bunch of activists that are on the side of we got to have, you know, them illegal immigrants. This is a smokescreen, okay? This is, you know, for them, this is where the litigation, this is where they got to have all kinds of smoke. Where there's smoke, there's fire. There's going to be all kinds of litigation that will camouflage what they're doing. It's the transfer of data to the national government. It's a national ID. And what they're doing here is anytime anybody that even brings it up or won't enforce this policy or the city says, look, we're not taking tax money and devoting the resources to our local gendarme de la, you know, we need to go worry about stolen cars or whatever and doing all of your processing and, you know, paper please stuff. You know, we're not going to, if you're not doing to the full extent, any legal resident in the state of Arizona can sue that government and get from $500 to $5,000 a day for them not enacting this policy. That's in this legislation. And I bet you were cheering it. I'll bet you, damn, Skippy. Ooh, I'm going to get in line. I'm going to file my suit. Who's going to pay for law enforcement implementing all of this stuff? That's going to come from me. I'm going to be paying for my own papers, please, law enforcement officers. You have any idea what was in this light? We talk about it and we go and it's on the site. You know, go read it, do it. You had no idea what's going on in here. Oh, and it gets better. Let's continue reading. A court shall collect the civil penalty prescribed in subsection H, one just before, of this section and remit the civil penalty to the state treasurer for deposit in the Gang and Immigration Intelligence Team Enforcement Mission Fund established by Section 41, blah, blah, blah. They are going to sue like you wouldn't believe. They're going to RICO like you wouldn't believe. They're going to confiscate property like you wouldn't believe. To fund what? Them doing more of it. It goes into this gang and immigration intelligence team enforcement mission fund established by. I mean, this is, it's like, not only are we going to have a police state, we're going to have the police state funding the police state. Where do you think this is going to go? How bad do you think this is going to get? The court may award court costs and reasonable attorney fees to any person or any official or agency of this state or county, city, town, or other political subdivision of this state that prevails by an adjudication on the merits in a proceeding brought pursuant to this section. So they may, not required, but they may give court case and reasonable attorney fees, you know, court costs and reasonable attorney fees to any one or official that prevail. They may. Except in relation to matters, except, okay, there's always accepts. Except in relation to matters in which the officer is adjudged to have acted in bad faith. A law enforcement officer is indemnified. Oh, here's this paragraph. This is one of my faves. Except in relation to matters in which the officer is adjudged to have acted in bad faith. You know, you got some thug out there doing whatever, but, you know, define that. I mean, you know, they put that sentence in after everybody was, you know, pitching a bitch about the rest of this. Okay, well, if you can adjudicate that he was acting in bad faith, prove that. Law enforcement, with all his law enforcement buddies around him. A law enforcement officer is indemnified. That's held harmless. There's no liability. They get a get out of jail free card, okay? Indemnified by the law enforcement officer's agency against reasonable cost and expenses. So they, the agency, they are going to fund him. They're going to, you know, defend him. They're going to, because this is what happened in Chandler Gilbert a few years ago. The officers are so many of them sued and everything. They were, whoa, you want us enforcing this stuff? You indemnify us from any cost or responsibility. We want to be just following orders, please, guys. Okay. Including attorney fees incurred by the officer in connection with any action, suit, or proceeding brought pursuant to this section in which the officer may be a defendant by reason of the officer being or having seen been a member of the law enforcement agency. This section shall be implemented in a manner consistent with federal laws regulating immigration, protecting the civil rights of all persons, respecting the privileges and immunities of United States citizens. Yeah. So here you have officers, they're not going to be held personally. They're just a blank uniform. That's all they are. In addition to any, now it goes on, willful failure to complete or carry an alien registration document, assessment, exception, authenticated records, classification. Now, this goes on to people that, you know, are legal being here. They just don't have their papers on them, I think. Let's go ahead and read what it says. In addition to any violation of federal law, a person is guilty of willful failure to complete or carry an alien registration document if the person is in violation of blah, 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 and it's if they don't have it. I mean, you got like another state law that you're violating by not having your federal papers on you or something, right? All right. A law enforcement official or agency of this state or county, city, town, or other political subdivision of the state may not consider race, color, or national origin in the enforcement of this section except to the extent permitted by the United States or Arizona Constitution. I'm not sure where racial is allowed anyway. You know, I'm okay. A person who is sentenced pursuant to this section is not eligible for suspension of the sentence, probation, pardon, commutation of the sentence, or release from confinement on any basis except as authorized by Section 31233, subsection whatever, until the sentence imposed by the court has been served or the person is eligible for release pursuant to this section. Well, we can go look at the other section, but I tell you what it is. It's like they don't want the judge to be able to just go, you know, we're done with this. You know, so it's going to have to be that's an interesting thing. Is there going to be a jury? Are there jury trials? Did the jury get to say, fugitive slave law, we vote not guilty anyway? I don't know. And then it goes on, all kinds of, you know, whatever the penalties are and the penalties and penalties and on and on. But I tell you the main thing. That is, and then it goes on to, you know, how they're going to stop them and doing the bottom line means, you know, papers, please. So it goes on and we don't have time to finish it. But, you know, the main thing is what are we looking at here? It has taken local law enforcement and intertwined them with the federal government. It has made all data being able to transfer to the federal government And it's illegal for any municipality, local, state, anything to stop that. So it's not national. I didn't require it, but you can't stop it. And it indemnifies any law enforcement goon from doing anything that they want. And you can sue and get money if they're not doing it.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Who grew up tall and proud in the shadow?
To me, Ernest Hancock in Phoenix, Arizona, IA, where it's always the center of the universe. Why? Because I tell you, if you got 50 states, you know, you got a nail representing each of the states in a big 2x4 here. Which one does the federal government bring the hammer out for? Which one is that? It's the one that's sticking up the highest. And it's always us. You know, we bring it on, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. So let's go ahead and just summarize some of the main things in here that we had the biggest concern with. First, one, whatever they say, I know they're lying anyway, okay? The Patriot Act, you know, Help America Vote Act. It's always the opposite of whatever they say. I mean, it used to be the War Department, and we were more at peace. After World War II, they made it, the Department of Defense, and all of a sudden we're at war all the time. I mean, they just do it just to screw with us, just to mess with our heads or something. I'm going, what the heck, man? The legislature finds that there is a compelling interest, whatever that is. I say the welfare state is a compelling interest to get rid of the welfare state, and then you just be done with it. You know, well, they're coming here to get what? We don't offer it anymore. We're not giving health care to everybody. We don't have free hospital visits. We don't have, schools and libraries and roads. And you get rid of everything, and then, only the government complains about more customers. And everybody's like, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. What is our culture? Yeah, but our culture will be the culture of what? Wasn't our culture supposed to be about freedom? Wasn't our culture supposed to be about the government and defending individual rights? Wasn't it supposed to be about that? If we lost that, do we even know that was what it is? Do we remember? Whoa! Well, for us, not them. And you think that works? Legislature declares that the intent of this act is to make attrition through enforcement to public policy. Attrition, harassment. That's what that means. Harassment. The provisions of this act are intended to work together to discourage and deter unlawful entry and presence of aliens and economic activity by persons unlawfully present. Well, that's what they say. Is that what it's about? Okay. So what they do is they say in here is that you cannot, no official or agency of this state or county, city, town, other political subdivision of this state may limit or restrict the enforcement of federal immigration laws. Now, in the first sentence, what do they say? The cooperative enforcement of federal immigration laws. That means the intertwine, the fusion, the fusion centers, Homeland Security. Remember the multi-jurisdictional task forces everybody was freaking out about during the Clinton administration? Well, this is it. All you Republicans, all you conservatives going, oh, that's terrible. Well, hell, you're in the Obama administration and you're begging for your local law enforcement to be intertwined with the federal government. Well, as long as it's on immigration. Well, then it's okay. That's what they're counting on from you. And then it goes on to say, well, you're presumed not to be an alien if you produce a valid driver's license, a valid Arizona non-operating identification license, a tribal enrollment card, or you have a legal proof that you have a green card or something. Okay, if you show your papers, please, then you are presumed to be innocent. Okay, then you can sue local municipalities. You can sue them to enforce this. If they are not doing it, to your satisfaction, you can sue them, get $500 to $5,000 a day for them not doing it. And it costs them money. Let me tell you what the compromise is going to be. Federal government's going to do the same thing they do with the drug war. Okay, we'll fund when you go, every time you get somebody with marijuana and you seize whatever or something. It's going to be some social economic engineering with this, and you're going to get your little police state. And you beg for it. Yep. Oh. And it indemnifies law enforcement. If they're acting under the color of this law, if they are doing, hey, man, it was an immigration stop. I'm just checking, whatever. You cannot be released until your immigration status has been determined. papers, please. And anything they do to you, especially if you're brown, you can't sue them.